Welcome to the Fandemic Presents Prevenge of the Nerds, episode number 33, tentatively named Loki, Who's Talking. We are your one-stop podcast. Every week, we are going to give you all the things to level up your awesome. And I already have somebody. Where are you? Boom! Oh, there she is.
Boom.
We're going right away, starting the show off great after a week hiatus. I'm going to block so the cameras can't see. Hi, Leia. How are you?
Hi.
Want to say hi to Brian?
Hi.
What's going on, Princess Leia? How are you?
All right. Hey, Leia, what's going on, girl?
I was watching Stranger Things in my room.
Awesome. All right. Well, why don't you give us a report on that a little bit later? We are going to get going on this. What are your words of wisdom for the day, girl?
I love 11.
You love 11, as we all do. All right. Now.
Dude, she's 18. Did you know that?
I saw that.
Baldy the teacher.
I'm Baldy the teacher. That's okay. Awesome. Good job, girl.
Okay. Gotta be something. All right. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. So for starters, we will give you our war report. That's right. The what's awesome report for the week with all the who's it's and what's it's. If it's awesome, we got to talk about it. Once you find out what's awesome, then we're going to prevenge part of the show and tell you the stories that could have led to your favorite movies, TV shows, and so much more. It might be a list. It might be a pitch. One thing is for sure, your awesome will be leveled due to this. Then typically we would get into verse mode, but this week I want to talk about something that kind of big that happened in the world of nerdom, the WB Discovery merger, the who's it's and the what's it's. So I got thoughts. Brian, you got thoughts, buddy?
Always have thoughts.
All right. So I'm Bradley Buchanan. This is my co-host,
Brian S. Dennis, with an S stands for Naru.
Naru, that man, Prey was fantastic. We will get into that shortly.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Fandemic Presents Prevenge of the Nerds, PVOTN for short, streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. But first, Brian.
Yes, sir.
If you think about it, egg salad and chicken salad are the same thing.
That, you know what, egg salad, that's like saying a raisin and a grape are the same thing. Yeah. That is very true.
I mean, what that came first, the chicken or the egg?
The raisins.
Right. It's like
the road came first.
Why do people say it's always the last place that you look? Why would you keep looking after you find it?
Absolutely. Something? Absolutely.
You know? One of the mysteries of the world. Brian, how have you been? I know we took a week off.
You know what? I have been good. We did take a week off. I've got to sometimes get to recharge our batteries. I am ready to hit it with you, sir. And as we say, Prevenge the Nerds, we are where nerds run wild. You know, kind of like girls gone wild. So we have none of the girls with all the boobs. So we are ready, sir. We are ready.
Bald, bearded, and beautiful.
Yes, we are.
All right. Ready for a new part of the show? This is Honest Advertising, brought to you by Brian S. Dennis.
So our first honest ad for today will be for Taco Bell. Here's our ad for Taco Bell. What's whiter than white people taco night? Every night at Taco Bell. Whether you're gluten-free, lactose-free, vegan-free, or good old-fashioned vegetarian, Taco Bell has got you covered, because that sure as hell ain't meat. If you want cultural appropriation at low, low prices, come sit us down at Taco Bell. Remember, gordita means a chubby girl, a chalupa means a cottage, and there's no such thing as a Mexican pizza. But at Taco Bell, remember, racism has never tasted so good.
Well, I got to come up with some music we can play behind that. That's fantastic. That'll probably happen for next week.
And as always, Taco Bell, please don't sue us.
All right. We definitely won't tag them in this episode.
Maybe not. Yeah.
You know. All right, Brian, we are going to go right into our What's Awesome report. And Brian, why don't you go ahead and give me your What's Awesome report?
All right, well, we got to start off a hint with my middle name, as always, reference to something that's going to be in either the war report or the prevent section. And we got to start off with probably one of the best movies that I've seen in a long time, still in the sci-fi genre, which is Prey. And this went a little under the radar. I mean, we knew it was coming out, but I think especially the end of that movie was so spectacular.
Yeah.
We always give spoiler alerts. We're trying not to get too much in for ours that has not had a chance to see it. You can find it on Hulu. But Prey is the prequel to Predator. See? Prey, Predator. See what they did there? Yeah. See? There's a thinking. And what can I say? I thought I'd never say this before, but, you know, one way to make a movie even better, have more Comanches and less Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, that's a sentence that's probably never been said before. But, you know,
chopper.
Yes. He ain't got time to bleed. Okay. That was Ventura, though, I think. Anyway,
yep.
But Prey was fantastic. I really liked it. I am a big fan of the first Predator movies. After that, not so much. Predator vs. Alien is popcorn fun. It's not really that great of a movie in my mind. But watching Prey, it basically, and I mean this as a compliment, it is absolutely Independence Day meets Dances with Wolves. And it's totally that in all the great ways. So, Brad, if you want to go more into it, that's fine. But I really enjoyed the movie Prey.
Dude, I won't say too much, but you are 100% correct. I was not prepared how good that was going to be. I wish I could have seen that one in the theaters, man. When those hunters came around.
Yes.
Man, dude, like I love what they did. That actress, it was phenomenal in the show or in the movie.
Yes.
And the fighting was great. I was reading a little bit of hate about how, she was horrible through three fourths of the movie. And then all of a sudden she beat him, you know, with his own tech. Well, if you can get Predator tech and this is 1710, why wouldn't you? You know? I mean, like, gosh, I love
it. But they built so well to her being able to, you know, stand on her own against the hunter and little things that she learned. So when people say that, understand that if you watch it, and again, we're trying not to give spoilers here.
Yeah.
But again, that final climax, that battle between her and the Predator, everything that she used to, you know, to make that battle happen were things that she learned along the way by her failures.
Yeah.
You know, that literally where they fought, the flower that she ate, all those things played into that. So, of course, she wasn't, you know, the most badass. She also had a great motivator. And again, not going to talk too much about that because that's kind of a spoiler. But all those things need to come together. That's how a story works, right? It develops over time. So it was done extremely well. And that final scene when she, well, not quite final scene, but after the battle, when you see her just both in pain and relief, that again, the actress herself is fantastic. Man, I'm looking up to get her name, but her name is Amber Midthunder. And that's another thing that I think we need to make sure we give credence to. One of the things about Prey, that Prey takes place, again, in the 1700s. With a small Comanche tribe, and it appears that almost all, if not all, the actors were indigenous people. So you got to give them credit for not whitewashing the cast and finding a lot of great talent there. I mean, a lot of really an unknown talent too. So just overall done really, really well.
Yeah, man, I was very, very impressed, man. I was the last few days had some amazing stuff hit Hulu and Netflix. Between Rise of, I'll go into my war report here pretty quick. So, Brian, continue, sir.
All right, so I just got one more thing for the war report as far as big things, and of course, hopefully you haven't been sleeping on this show, which is The Sandman. Okay. So the Sandman is Neil Gaiman's probably one of the best known examples of comic books being used as literature. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, it's won multiple awards. It ties into the larger DC universe, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, some stuff with the merger. Yep. It did all the things that you wanted it to do. Some people, if you're not familiar with Sandman, if you have enjoyed the Constantine movie with Keanu Reeves, the short-lived Constantine television show, or Lucifer, the source material for those characters is Sandman. Mm-hmm. There were quite a lot of liberties taken, especially with the Lucifer television show. If you watch some of the earlier episodes of Lucifer, they estimate cracks that people expected him to be blonde, because he's very, very fair-skinned and blonde-haired in the comics. But it takes place, again, it does take some differences between the books and the show. I thought most of those worked out well. Gives you several different plot stories, again, following Morpheus, who is the king of the dreaming, which makes him he is often called Dream, and the idea of the Sandman. There were definitely different versions of the Sandman in the show. So, Brad, have you ever seen, I mean, it's 10 episodes, so again, Disney Plus, I think you're kicking Netflix's butt in most things, but you know, maybe giving us 10 episodes would be nice. But did you get a chance? Have you finished the series yet?
I have not. I only watched episodes 1 and 2, mainly because of two reasons. One, we started rewatching Game of Thrones to get ready for House of the Dragon. And I worked a whole bunch this last week, and my wife, I don't believe I'm actually going to say this sentence. My wife is watching Call of the Midwife. Dude, man, I got nothing there, buddy.
I must ask you, friend to friend.
Yeah.
Are you in a safe place?
Now I am.
Okay. Remember, no matter, you know, I'm your boy.
Yeah.
If you need anything, always got a spot for you, man.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you may want to have 9-1 already on the phone.
Right.
Well, so just kind of, and go for it, man. Okay. Like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
your lovely wife is amazing, but Call the Midwife.
Right. I know. And there's 10 freaking seasons on that show. 10-1-0.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't get Downton Abbey either, so I can't really be, you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I did watch, I was able to get episode 1, 2, and I think my wife would really, really enjoy it.
It's really good. It unfolds slowly in parts, which, what I will say, and again, I don't want to get too many spoilers for either for Oz or for you, the actor that plays the Dream is fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially because if you've read the books, Dream moves so methodically.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in this, in his portrayal, that is rushed, that is hurried. I mean, sometimes it almost feels like he's intentionally walking slow because he's intentionally walking slowly.
Yeah.
They bring in something that I really like, that they definitely bring in not only some other members of the Endless, there will definitely be a second season.
Good.
There's
good.
No doubt. Unless the reviews is, I don't think they will be bad at all. I think it's a great show.
But based
on just the story, they're absolutely will be a second season. And we definitely, if they wanted to expand this into the larger DC universe, we definitely had some members from the larger DC universe, smaller members. But if you know the comic book or just know DC universe as a whole, you definitely can spot them. And they're definitely, you definitely see where the magical side of the DC universe could be brought in, again, the focus being the Sandman, but definitely the practitioners of magic in the DC universe could definitely show up in the Sandman show.
Man, that'd be an amazing way to bring in Zatara. I really hope that is what my ears are peeled for, is a Zatanna reference, especially because we give Joanna Constantine, and Jenna Coleman is freaking amazing. I've loved her since she was the doctor's. She comes from Doctor Who.
I'm aware. I got to give you a little bit. I think we'll get Zatanna Zatara, but I can tell you again, they keep going the way that they're going. We're most definitely going to get something related to Dr. Fate. There's no way, with again, not to spoil it too much, there's no way going where it is going. Mm-hmm. You don't get some Dr. Fate, and honestly, I doubt they'll do it, but they can easily make, they can easily bring in a JSA. They can easily just even just have a reference. But yeah, again, without going into too many spoilers, they did enough of that to go, well, if they really wanted to do it, it's not a far-fetched. So I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it.
You know, I know episode one really, really gave me, reminded me of the movie The Crow.
Very much so. Very
yeah,
much so.
And that's one of my all-time favorite movies. So, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely in. I'm trying to knock out at least an episode a day.
Sure.
So, but...
Patton Oswalt steals every scene he's in, including making clear later in the season that he is a raven, not a crow. And his words are, "This easy to get us confused." I thought that was like, oh, that was great. That
very
was,
cool.
Are you a crow? No, I'm a raven, but we're often confused.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
Yes. So,
all right.
Very good.
What else you got for me, buddy?
You know, this one, my last one I'm going to bring for my way back throwback is a show that kind of popped on my radar. Again, it's a step outside of our normal fantasy sci-fi stuff, but it's a show called Keep Breathing that's also on Netflix.
Ooh, okay.
This is a really short season. It's only 6 episodes, a la DC. That's a la DC, also a la Disney Plus, and the episodes are all about 30 to 40 minutes long. But the general idea of it is you have a young woman who is trying to get back to Seattle to meet up with an ex-boyfriend. We don't know why. And she basically buys her way onto a flight with a couple photographers from National Geographic. Something goes horribly wrong where she finds herself alone in the wilderness and having to survive on literally nothing. Ooh. And the idea of her needing to, again, keep breathing. So it's shot like a survival show.
Cool.
The actor that plays it really makes you feel her terror. There's a lot of, again, showing you again from a fictionalized show, really brought it as close to home of this what survival would look like, including even if you really are alone, what you would do to feel less lonely. So again, decent show. It's something. It's a really good, easy one to binge. You can binge it literally in a day. Cool. But keep breathing is just one I like to throw out there.
Awesome. All right. Well, Brian, I'm going to go ahead and I'll start with mine. I got a little bit of a list here. So in my movies and TVs that I feel are awesome right now, one is Claim to Fame, which is a reality show that is kind of like Big Brother type thing, but
sure.
the whole purpose is to figure out who the contestant's famous relative is.
Ah,
and like they had Chuck Norris's grandson who was the first one eliminated because he cheated. Mm. Yeah.
Uncle Chuck.
Yeah. Right.
Grandpa Chuck. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I bet my grandpa can beat up your grandpa. Yeah.
I bet my grandpa's beard can beat up your grandpa.
Right, yeah, right. And I got a pretty darn good beard.
Yes, yes. Right.
Oh man, but
did he bring the mini gym with him? That would have been a spoiler. The total gym.
Gym. Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Just for the plug. Like, I don't know who I'm related to, but you know, I'm just sitting here working out. You know, that's just horrible. Okay. Yeah.
What was it that? Was it Brooke Shields or Suzanne Somers that was on?
Christy Brinkley.
Oh, yes. I was wrong about both sides.
Trust me. I know me some great. Okay, stop that. But yeah, Suzanne Somers did another thing. But yeah, Christy Brinkley and him were like the two like celebrities that were really pushing the total gym for like probably well over a decade at this point.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome. Along the lines of that. Oh, by the way, Claim of Fame can be found on Hulu along with Prey. Also,
Prey. Prey.
Yeah, Prey. Prey. Also found a Hulu original called Maggie. And Maggie is a brilliant show about a psychic who ends up seeing her own future in other people's futures that she's reading, and like falls in love, blah 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 blah. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it too bad there. Check it out. It's fun. It's you can watch it with the family. There's not swearing in it, anything like that. If you got a significant other, it's great. It's one of those, like, it's a perfect compromise. Like, you want to go rom-com? Okay, it's good. It's great.
Okay.
And there's a couple of good names in there. I can't think of Daniel Stern. Is it Daniel Stern? The I think it's Daniel Stern. No, it's not Daniel Stern.
From Home Alone and City Slickers?
Yeah, no, it's somebody else. I can't think of it now. Anyway, I should have wrote it down and I didn't. But anyway, check out Maggie. Super fun. All right. On to a couple of movies that I found are awesome and one that I did not find was very awesome, but I wanted to bring it up anyway.
All right.
Lightyear sucked really bad.
I have kept myself from watching it. My son went and saw it and also gave it a similar review. I at some point, because it's on Disney Plus, I'm sure I will watch it. But I've heard enough people to go, meh, including Tim Allen.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why Tim wasn't a big fan.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It just wasn't fun. It was not a fun movie. You know, and they're saying, you know, they're like, this is the movie that inspired the toy that a kid was going to get into. It wasn't fun. It wasn't clever. I mean, like, there was none of that. I don't know.
None of the fun of Toy Story is in Lightyear.
Right. Like, I do not know how my kid could watch Lightyear and want a toy out of that.
Gotcha.
Like, really? I mean, but anyway, I hate giving bad reviews, but I wrote it down, so I wanted to talk about it. On the other hand, Super Pets, League of the Super Pets.
Yes, how's that?
Was a good movie. It's a great family movie. I liked Ace more than I liked Crypto. I loved what they did with Superman's origin and how Crypto kind of snuck into the pod to go with. Because you know, man's best friend. I love that. The Rock was fine in it. The story was good. There was one of the characters would swear and they would bleep it out.
Okay.
Right? And I'm the whole time, and this is a gimmick through the entire movie. And so every time that this would happen, I'm like, this is a kids movie. Kids are going to be like, what are they saying? Mm-hmm. You know, and then the parents have to explain that. And I was just like, man, it was a little bit off putting, but other way, you know, other than that, good movie. I'm glad I saw it.
Gotcha.
There's also another movie, Bullet Train.
How was that?
Dude, Bullet Train was dumb action at its best. So good. I mean, it's a good movie. It's not going to win any awards. You're not going to gain any brain cells. You don't have to think too hard about it. There's some really good cameos in there. I won't spoil those for you because I really want you to. If you really want to know, I'll tell you off screen.
Sure.
But, man, and it's another movie. You don't have to catch it in the theaters. It's going to have the same effect on you outside of theaters as it is in the theaters. But it's just a dumb, great movie.
You know, and there's something to be said for those movies that, again, you don't got to think too hard. You can just sit down. I mean, we both really enjoyed Top Gun Maverick. The original Top Gun was definitely not the deepest storyline ever. Yeah. You know, it was not a few good men with a referendum on military justice. No, it was a bunch of guys playing volleyball and flying F-14s, and you know, with Kenny Loggins doing the soundtrack. There's something to be said with just movies that you can sit down, eat popcorn, sometimes laugh about how ludicrous the plot is, but you're entertaining. That's what movies are meant to be. At the end of the day, it's just entertaining. You had fun. You just had fun.
Yeah. It's good. Other than that, a couple games that I've been playing, Raid Shadow Legends been playing. I've been reading Star Wars, The Crimson Reign, which is pretty much Princess Leia versus Kira versus Darth Vader.
Gotcha.
Nothing too huge. I'll do some TikToks about what I've read. I think I got a couple of them that I've done. I got a couple I need to do. Sure. Other than that, working at the theater, B&B Movie Theaters, quick shout out. I'm the marketing and events, so Ankeny, Iowa. And there was one thing that I have to talk about. My children's book was released on Amazon, Leveling Up My Awesome. It is there to be bought and to love and to give your kids. It's fantastic. Ask the 12 people who've bought it so far.
It is Leveling Up My Awesome, correct?
Leveling Up My Awesome. It's on Amazon. I'm hopefully to have another book come out in here in about 2 months, I'm thinking. So,
very cool. Very, very cool.
All right.
By the way, I'm looking at the reviews, though. I mean, yeah. Your ratings have been good. Your ratings have been very good, man. So you're about to count another sale, sir.
Sweet. So, thank you.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Anything for the cause, anything for the culture, my friend. And nerddom is most definitely a culture. Yes, sir.
That is correct. And I did get it to resemble my daughter Leia a little bit in the cover.
It totally does. Yeah. I mean, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
Was the smile. I mean, just the rosy cheeks. And yes, absolutely. So did you do the art? Who did the art?
I did the art.
Oh, it says illustrated by you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually did it through Canva. Through Canva. I did it all. Yeah. Yep. So it's all, that one is all me. My next book that's going to be coming out, I'm actually going to probably do two of them, but the Stuffed Animal Night Force is going to be the title of the next one. And I'm also working on the ABCs of Being Awesome.
I love it.
So it's fun. I'm having a great time doing it, and it's keeping my brain active. So that is my what's awesome report, sir.
Just to let you know, sir, as I am clicking through Amazon, when it goes to find books that are similar to this, it brings up The Punisher, Avengers Forever, and King Conan. I'm just okay.
You know, I'm actually kind of honored that
I thought it was supposed to be the similar of the book, not the author, but okay.
All right. Right.
Well played. Well played, Amazon. Well played.
I will take it. All right, Brian, let's hear a little more honest advertising.
The next honest ad is for pizza rolls. Do you want a warm, cheesy, ooey gooey slice of pizza, but you're just too drunk, high, or both to call Domino's and still be awake? Pizza rolls to the rescue. These bite-sized nuggets of molten marinara with a reasonable facsimile of meat are guaranteed to do two things. One, melt your taste buds. And two, fill your belly. Whether you make 6, 12, or the whole damn extra-large stoner bag, pizza rolls are the go-to snack for the young, the old, and the never, ever sober. Remember, pizza rolls are cheaper than rehab.
Well done, sir. All right. So our next spot is going
to
be...
And before we go, I feel need to say this again. Pizza rolls, please don't sue us. Go ahead, sir. You're sensing a theme after each one of these, right? Okay.
Get your earphones in, everybody, and everybody hear us out. We are Rob Uten and Brian Dennis, and this is PBOTN. We've got my dad leveling up your awesomeness, dropping knowledge of TV, movies, and comics. We've got Brian Dennis flexing his nerd muscles. How you level up your awesomeness? He will solve the puzzle. Just when you thought you've heard it all, a new episode will come along. Won't you like, subscribe, and rate our show? One last thing. Leave a 5-star review before you go. Oh, yeah.
All right. Looks like we are going to go ahead and get another episode on the books in the very, very near future so we can talk about all the awesomeness with Loki. And so I just want to give a special thanks to Stacey Jones for leveling up her awesome and being a big fan of the podcast. Tweet at me at Fandemic3. Message me on Facebook at The Fandemic. I'm also active on TikTok at The Fandemic1. You can hear my reviews and so much more. If you want to support the show, there are several ways to do so. One, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/thefandemic. You can go to anchor.fm/PVOTN. PayPal or Venmo at Bradley Butin, or just share the show with someone you want to make a little more awesome. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review, and don't forget to buy my children's book, Level Up My Awesome, available on Amazon. We'll have a link in the show notes for that as well. All right, so what are my words of wisdom for the week? We're all playing the same game in life, just on a different level. Thanks for catching up. You're welcome for leveling up your awesome. Live free or die empty. Have a great day.